Well, I am excited to talk to y'all this morning. If you know me, this is not something I really love doing, but I'm Tim Harper, if you're visiting or you don't know me, but I had open heart bypass surgery about 7 weeks ago. And they've got a picture. I don't know if it made it into the slides.
Yeah, I heard you. I got it.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I guess I'm really thankful for how God works through his people and through his word. Look at that picture. You know, there's not anybody in that picture whose last name is Harper. But that picture was taken at 5:30 a.m. at Memorial Hospital. You know, all those guys showed up to pray with me and be with me. And you start tearing up, you're going to make me do it. And be with Terry. And, I mean, they were there for hours. Thanks to all of you for texting me, praying for me, coming to see me. I got all kinds of cards and notes. And one of the doctors came in the room one of the days I was in the hospital, and there was a room full of people. And he's like, "Wow, you must be really popular." And I'm like, "No, I know people who know how to love God and love others." But it's been a journey. Met some really amazing people. The nurse that took care of me in ICU, Kaylee Bishop. Amazing young woman. The surgeon that we met, amazing. Dr. Vanessa Miller. Now, it was interesting when we got to meet her. I did get clearance to be able to tell you this story before you think I'm going to get myself in trouble. But I had had to go for a nuclear stress test and failed it. They sent me downtown to the main hospital at Memorial and had to do a cardiac cath test. And they're telling me in that, "Mr. Harper, we're recommending you for bypass surgery." After that, they sent me back to a room. And as we're sitting in there with Terry, this young lady walks in, and she's a surgeon. She says, "Well, I'm Dr. Miller." And young, actually, you know, very attractive young lady. And she starts telling me, "Mr. Harper, you know, we're thinking you may have to have 2 to 3 bypasses." And somewhere in that conversation, Terry looks at her and's like, "How old are you, 10? And I'm a little embarrassed looking at her. And then... And she even asked me later, "Did I say that out loud?" I was like, "Yeah, you did." But she did a great job. God led us to the right person. Sean came by and asked me one day, you know, "What's God teaching you through this?" And they wanted me to walk every day. And, you know, as you're trying to walk, you're listening to music and listening to Chris Tomlin's song, "Lay Me Down." And part of that song talks about, "Your will, your way." And I'm walking, and I had been sick. I had gotten a sinus infection, and I was coughing a lot. And, man, coughing hurts. And so I'm walking. I'm like, "God, really? You know, coughing is your will, your way?" And he quickly reminded me that I was not coughing when I first came home. This was 2 or 3 weeks later. I had coughed some last night in the hospital and the first night home, and man, it was so painful. I was scared. I didn't even want to go to sleep. So he reminded me, "Hey, you know, you didn't cough then." But he also reminded me the words in that song that talks about, "Take this life and let it shine." You know, what kind of life shines that's easy? They don't. I mentioned that God's word was the other thing I was grateful for. And Asya took my picture the morning of the surgery, you know, unbeknownst to me, and then wrote her story that she put on Facebook unbeknownst to me. I didn't find out about that till Sunday. She wrote that while I was in ICU. But I was reading Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8, which is words that I've prayed over several people here myself. So that was kind of my go-to. Let me just read you these few verses. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. I wanted to mention one other story about God's word. I think you'll find this really cool. I know I did. When I was in the hospital, we had Margaret Frazier's memorial on a Saturday, and my son came down for that. And on his way home that Saturday night, he called and told his mom that he had been listening to Psalm 73. And if you know my son, you'll know why we were excited about hearing that he had anything to do with Scripture. So I wanted to read that psalm Saturday night, and I tried. I couldn't do it. I actually had this little Bible with me. My eyes were burning. I mean, really bad, and they were watering. I don't know if it was the medicine I was on because I was tired, but I couldn't read it. Tried all day Sunday, still couldn't do it. Monday morning, and it's a flurry of activity. I've got people coming in and, you know, taking blood and taking me for x-rays and giving me medicine. And it was like, but finally, you know, the room was empty. And I pulled my Bible out and I was able to read. And I got to read the whole psalm. But that's the verse 26. And I'll read you that verse. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You know, after going through bypass surgery and, you know, being in a lot of pain, that verse really spoke to me. You know, and then later that morning, Jonathan comes by. And he's got all these notes from the kids and the youth. They had written me. And it'll show you how cool God is. If I'm reading through them, got tears in my eyes, and I get down close to the last one. From Madeline. When somebody writes on a card, you rock, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Got a little Band-Aid person on here. All of that's cool. But on the inside, guess what was in there? Psalm 73, verse 28. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Very grateful for God's people and for God.